don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, September 12th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This coming Monday, you are required to be joining me at the state capitol, 4 o'clock p.m., Lansing, Michigan. Michigan State Capitol, 4 o'clock this coming Monday, September 5th. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstad is sponsoring a Charlie Kirk Life Celebration Rally. Folks, we need this to be the biggest rally in Lansing that they've ever seen. I'm talking 10, 15, possibly 20,000 people standing around the Capitol, completely surrounding the grounds, all covered in people. East side of the Capitol, west side of the Capitol. Sound system will be there for the speakers. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge is coming. Music will be playing. This is going to be a party. This is going to be a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life. Great American patriot, now a martyr, because a planned assassination was carried out this week, and he was killed. They found the rifle. They have a picture of the shooter. But now there is rumors monitoring flight traffic that this guy potentially was flown out of the area. About an hour into that flight, the transponder was turned off. Folks, that's an FAA violation. It went completely off the radar. Hour and a half later, it reappeared in the exact same location where they had turned it off and returned back to the airport there in Utah. FBI is aware of this. They're going to find the plane. They are going to take it into custody. They are going to go through it. They are going to interview the pilots and the owner of the aircraft. This is breaking news. This came out on a specialized podcast last night. A retired air traffic controller, retired individual, a Trump supporter. He monitors flights across the United States as a hobby. Immediately after hearing about the shooting, he started monitoring all the air traffic surrounding Salt Lake City, Utah. Roughly an hour and a half after the shot. Evidently, this plane took off and then magically just disappeared off the screen. We're going to find these people. Justice will prevail. $125,000, $125,000 cash reward now being offered for any information. FBI put up $100,000. One of Charlie Kirk's proteges threw in $25,000. It could be growing. But Monday, this coming Monday at the Capitol at 4 o'clock, text me CK for Charlie Kirk, and I'll send you the flyer with all the information. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Joining us in this segment every Friday is candidate for the first congressional district, Justin Michael. He's running for U.S. Congress in next year's August primary. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, We're still recovering from the Charlie Kirk assassination. And, of course, following that, I'm getting all kinds of reports coming in this morning. Whether or not they actually have the real assassin or not in custody, there's all kinds of rumors flowing all over the place. Just wanted to get your gut reaction. Where were you when you heard about it? What was your thoughts initially when you first heard the assassination of Charlie Kirk?
So I was driving from Iron Mountain to Tawas on my way to go to another speaking engagement, and I heard information of it come up on my phone as a blip message in my thing. It reads the news to me. Yeah. It said that he had been shot, and then, of course, you start getting calls from people, especially when you're a lot more politically active than others. People are calling and saying, hey, do you know what happened? And that kind of started the debate and started to talk about, you know, what was being seen. I wasn't able to see the video until later, but people were explaining to me what they saw and what had happened. So
at this point, there's going to be a big rally on Monday, 4 o'clock at the Capitol. Michigan Republican Party Senator Jim Runstead, the chair, is putting on a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life. And it's going to be this Monday, the 15th at 4 o'clock. They're asking for everybody to come. They want to make this the biggest photograph of bodies that have filled around the Capitol. They're hoping for 10,000, 15,000 people to show up. They're going to have drones taking pictures to basically just show the public how much the conservatives, the young conservatives, the real patriots of the Michigan Republican Party truly respected Charlie for everything he did for our country, everything he did for last year's election, and the impact he had, Justin, on young people. And when I first heard of the assassination, I immediately thought of you. How old are you?
I'm 43, just turned 43, actually, on the 7th of September. So
43?
I'm newly 43, yes.
Dude, I thought you were in your 30s. I'm sorry, but I thought you were about 37, 38, and Charlie was 31.
Well, the interesting thing was is the day before, I was actually speaking to students at Northern Michigan University, the Turning Point chapter. Evan Reister, who's just a great young leader up there at Northern, he's done some great things. He's come out. He actually was just in an interview regarding this, put out a really nice statement. Evan had invited me to come up there and speak to students. And I'll tell you, Randy, it was an eye-opening experience, you know, even for me, someone who's been in academia, you know, for an extended period of time, still finishing up my PhD, sitting down with students and hearing about their concerns was an eye-opening experience. And I'll tell you something I found that was really sad about speaking to the younger generation that I think I should share.
Sure.
I asked the question when I was sitting with them. I said, how many of you think that when you graduate from college that you'll live and be able to enjoy the American dream? And by American dream, I told them, own a home and get a good paying job. Only one person in that room raised their hand.
Are you kidding?
The rest of them said to me, Randy, with the most seriousness I've seen in college students, they said, we just feel like that's unattainable for our generation. That was one of the saddest things. It was one of the saddest things I've heard in years.
Yeah.
And I said, do you feel like this is because of poor leadership? And a lot of them said yes.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is that, you know, I'm working with Carla Wagner, who's running for governor on the elimination of property taxes here in the state of Michigan. And she hears the same thing all the time. But more importantly, she's a real estate broker. She's been a real estate agent and broker now for over 30 years, Justin. She said in the last 5 years, she has not sold a house to a person younger than 35 years old. That ties right into exactly what you just talked about.
Well, I think the biggest issue is, you know, when you do the median home price for Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, it's running about $350,000 to $400,000. And when you think about that, how are you going to go out and save enough money just to put down the down payment on a house that costs that much?
Yeah, exactly. You know, 10% down with a PMI loan, private mortgage insurance, you're still looking at $35,000 down plus your closing costs.
Yeah, and most banks to first-time home buyers are looking at 20% down. So, you know, it's really tough. It's really tough. And then kids, you know, obviously, and I call them kids, so young adults, but,
sure,
you know, they're making the determination, like, is it even worth it for me to try? Especially if they have student loan debts and other factors. But when you put in the cost of living expenses in general.
Sure.
You know, the cost of gas, the cost of food, the cost of insurances, the cost of the cars now. It's unattainable for a lot of people, and that's really sad.
It is sad. But one of the things, the communication, taking the time to go talk to these kids, were they receptive to you? Did they feel that your message was well received and that they're willing to help you out and get the word out to get you to win the Republican nomination next August?
So you go and speak to them, and when you leave, you're always wondering, did it resonate with them, right? It's one of the things that's important. Do they feel like I could be the face of leadership for them and that I represent what they want, what they need? And I got a text message from one of the people that was in attendance, and they said, the feedback that I'm getting is you're one of the best speakers that's ever come and sat with us.
Wow.
We absolutely loved you, and thank you so much for taking your time to come and speak to us. And I'll tell you this too, Randy. My campaign is bridging the divides. There were a couple students that attended that were from the other political spectrum.
Sure.
And I will tell you this, Randy. They were some of the most educated kids and asked some really tough and informed questions to me. And afterward, they came up to me and they said, although we don't see eye to eye on your positions politically, we really appreciate you taking the time to acknowledge us, to answer our questions, as it gives the space on the floor that was needed for us to get the answers that we need. And we look forward to seeing you to run. So you know that you're really resonating not just with one side of the aisle, but with the other side too. It's not about convincing them to think differently, but at least they understand that I'm out there trying to do what's important, which is respect everybody.
Well,
represent everyone too.
That is exactly the same mode of operandi that Charlie Kirk operated on. I mean, as he went to these tours to these campuses, universities, high schools, he asked the people before he started flat out, who out there disagrees with me 100%? You don't agree with me on anything. And a couple of kids would raise their hands and he said, please, please come to the front of the line. Come up to the microphone. I want to talk to you. And that's exactly that type of engagement. Like you said, probably not going to vote maybe next year in an August primary, but at least they respected the fact that you came and was willing to engage with them.
Yeah, and that engagement can be difficult, especially if you let your emotions take place. And if there's one thing that I want to say this morning, as we all grieve for the loss of Charlie Kirk and also 9/11, which is a really important day for me because it was the day that I decided to make the commitment to the U.S. government and join the Army. But what I will say is this. We have a unique opportunity as people to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what are we doing to contribute to the negative rhetoric that fuels the anger and divides that we have? And this is stuff that we can look at every day. How do we treat people in our communities? How do we treat people in our families? What is it that we say and that we do? And I believe this wholeheartedly. If we as people look at ourselves and we hold ourselves accountable for the things that we do and that we say, a lot of the conflict and division that we have in this country will start to dissipate. And goodness Absolutely. And kindness and wholeheartedness will start to take hold. And this country can get back on track. We cannot continue to exist or coexist in a place that is so divisive. We have got to, and this isn't cliche, this is what I truly believe, we've got to bridge the divides or we're not going to get through it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that was just absolutely disgusting. You heard about Matthew Dowd and what he said, and he ended up actually getting fired from MSNBC over what he said. But now all of a sudden, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Jeffries, you know, the minority leader in Congress, now they're all saying the exact same thing. You know, we need to stop this rhetoric. We need to tone it down. You know, obviously, look what happened. But I got to tell you, Charlie's death is going to be a turning point in our history. I firmly believe him becoming a martyr and over what things he simply said, the way he talked, the way he engaged with the young people, and they had him killed. An absolute assassin attack to remove a political opponent or influencer or whatever you want to label you want to put on Charlie Kirk. They did this, Justin. And I think this is going to come back and haunt them next year in 2026 elections.
Well, I think one thing that we need to do is look at this as tragic as it is with an open mind. Let the police do their investigation. Let the information come out. You know, unfortunately, we've seen this playbook a lot. And I'm not saying, you know, from a political opponent, but I'm saying, you know, throughout history, we've seen this. The people who try to bring people together, whether it's JFK or RFK or
Abraham Lincoln.
Martin Luther King, whatever it is. It seems like if you go beyond the boundaries of what's accepted, bad things happen to you. And I think that we need to look at that as a driver to want to come together. They can't silence us all. And I'm saying that for both sides. Like, we've got to really work hard on just being together. We have to coexist. We have, and I know that's a cliche statement because you see the bumper stickers usually on Subarus, but the reality of the situation is this. We've got to find a way to do it. We've got to love each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I said on the radio show yesterday is I'm going to make a concerted effort to engage young people. I'm going to reach out to high schools. I'm going to reach out to colleges and just simply offer a discussion, whether they would be willing to have me on the campus or not. But some groups out there, maybe even some Turning Point chapters, and reach out to those guys. Because I was a college student. I went to Michigan State University, Lyman Briggs College, Holmes Hall, for pre-med back in the 1970s. And although I'm going to be 68, I'm still engaged with my children, my grandkids, my great-grandkids now. And I understand their thoughts and how they think. And I think what you're doing, Justin, is a really good idea. You've got to reach out to the young people, and that's basically what you're doing out there running for Congress.
Well, listen, they're the next generation. They're the next generation of voters that are coming up. They're going to be the next generation of the working class. They're going to be the next generation of leaders. And if we don't get them engaged now, they're going to disappear. And by disappear, they're just not going to be a part of the voting process, or they're not going to be part of the political process. And we need them. And we don't need them for votes. We need them for support. We're going to need that generation to take the torch and carry it forward. And they're really important.
Absolutely.
And we need to understand what their needs are too. But the other thing is we got to start setting them up with a bright future.
Yeah.
And that light is dimming every day.
Every day. Hey, Justin, the website, give out your website if people want to go there.
Yeah, please.
Check you out.
I would love for you guys to follow me on any of the social media platforms. It's Justin Michael for Congress, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. But if you want to also read more about me, go to my website, www.justinmichaelforcongress.com.
And spell Justin
reach out
Michael.
Yeah, Justin Michael, J-U-S-T-I-N, and it's M-I-C-H-A-L, no E.
No E.com. JustinMichaelForCongress.com is the website. Check it out. Justin, we greatly appreciate your thoughts this morning. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Trucker Randy.
About the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.